Our scripture lesson this morning comes from Acts, the first chapter, beginning with the 8th verse. But you shall be my witness. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. But when he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, he was lifted up, and two men stood by them in white robes and said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. And when they had entered, they went into the upper room where they were staying. Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. All of these with one accord devoted themselves to prayer together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And the meditations of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength, our rock, and our redeemer. It's in Jesus' name that we pray, and let us all say, Amen. I don't know if you've heard this one before, but what do you get when you play country music backwards? You get back your wife, your dog, and your truck. So today we're going to begin a new sermon series, and it's called Not a Silent Night. It's written by Adam Hamilton, and a number of our spiritual growth classes are already looking at the book, and there's always a room for more, and we invite you, if you haven't already, to pick up a book to begin to look at it. It's a story of Christmas from Mary's perspective, and what makes this so interesting is that we're going to look at telling the story backwards. We're going to start by looking at the very last thing written about Mary, and each Sunday we'll journey forward until we get to the silent night that the angels sing about on Christmas Eve. Let me just remind you, on our Christmas Eve services, we'll have both a 7 o'clock and an 11 o'clock service. There's only one verse in the Bible that mentions Mary after the resurrection. It's found in Acts 1:14, and it was part of our scripture reading for today. It tells us that after Jesus' ascension into heaven, the disciples and certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, constantly devoted themselves to prayer. Mary did at the end of her life what she did at the very beginning. She prayed and she talked to God. Mary's a great example to us because Mary's prayers were different than our prayers often are. We normally pray things like, Lord, give me this, or Lord, give me that, or Lord, I want this and this and this. Or else we pray like this, Lord, get me out of this. Lord, take this away. But Mary's prayers were very different. Mary's prayers were, use me, Lord, use me. We don't know exactly when or how Mary died, but we do know that her understanding of death and sacrifice was transformed by Jesus. Mary watched Jesus, her son, die a horrific death, and then later she saw him resurrected. His death and resurrection gave her a hope and a help that helped her understand sacrifice in a totally new way. Today, what we're going to do is we're going to remember Jesus' sacrifice as we share in Holy Communion. We do that each month here at Lawrence United Methodist Church, but this time we're going to share the longer, extended communion meditation. And so there'll be parts in which we invite you to come and join. But right now we ask that you would prepare your hearts and minds as we share in communion.
Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Let us pray. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's amazing love for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. We'll continue now with what we call the Great Thanksgiving. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and you spoke to us through the prophets. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we join in praising your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. And when the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup and gave thanks to you. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the blood of my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do it as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves as in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We ask you to pour out your Holy Spirit, God, on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours now and forever, Almighty Father. Amen. And because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf. This bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. And the next slide. And this cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Jesus Christ. as we prepare to come and receive this incredible gift and this reminder of God's amazing gift of love and grace, I invite you to come and with open hands to receive the piece of bread that we will break off for you, and then to receive the cup. Remember that the altar is always open if you are seeking additional prayer times. This is Christ's table. This is not the Lawrence United Methodist Church table. Jesus Christ invites all of us to come and receive. Thank you.